This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We're back to hour two of the most exciting, I think, and functionally equivalent to intelligent radio show on the earth, other than the alien shows. Yeah, but here, Cal Todd and I are having more fun. We're having more fun, I think, Cal, than that's legally allowed to.
I think we're hitting the boundaries of legality.
The very edge with three of us. We have no one looking over our
Let's
shoulders.
Push the envelope.
Well, but we don't have Rodriguez to push us over.
No, that's true.
If we had Rodriguez, Cal would have the dump button.
Oh, like crazy.
His thumb would not be on the dump button full time.
Well, you know, and the fact that we know Denise is listening.
Yes.
And Denise, a shout out, you're always missed. You're always missed.
Absolutely.
She's really the boss.
But we're working on our aim. No. You're always missed, Denise. But the fact that we know she's listening, it's like the presence of the force is keeping us from going too far over the edge.
And by the way, Denise, guess who's sitting in your seat?
Oh, I am. Here we go.
Todd is sitting there.
You didn't call place back.
Yeah, he's sitting there, feet up. Relaxed and enjoying. We're on hour number two of
the
Radio
View Long is better from this side. I get to see out a window.
But he is wearing his own headset.
That's true.
I want to keep that clear.
Yes, yeah. I'm wearing my own headset.
He doesn't have the dandruff on your headset. Don't worry.
No.
So the Fiji Water Girl we were talking about earlier, by the way, 855 Law Radio. You can tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Do not take our opinions and take them to court and tell the judge that Fred, Todd, Cal, and Denise, and sometimes Rodriguez, believe the following. Do not do that. Find a local lawyer. There's good local lawyers that will handle that area of practice. I truly believe, unless you're in a little tiny town and you can't find anyone else, try to find a lawyer that kind of does that area of law.
I think we need to come up with a list of acceptable forums in which you can reliably quote the expertise of Radio Law Talk.
Oh, I can already link.
Cocktail parties,
yes.
Right?
When trying to prove yourself smarter than your kids, so long as they're no older than the age of 8.
Right.
When
reenacting scenes from Cheers.
Yes, yes.
In other words, bar talk.
We talked about Florida earlier. That was your thing, so that would be Cliff Clavin always talking about Florida.
Exactly.
Yes. Other scenarios. Your girlfriend's house.
Significant other's house.
If you're trying to impress, against somebody that has an IQ lower than, say, 70, okay?
A high school reunion.
Yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm. You not only at the high school reunion, you wear the Radio Law Talk shirt.
That's right. So those are acceptable forums in which you can say, I have it on reliable authority, and you can quote us.
Family
reunions, okay.
From the church pulpit.
Yes. Yes. I heard it. They once said.
You can quote us.
Yes.
Todd chapter 3, verse 1.
You can.
Someone stripping through their Bible. Like, what the heck? Is that in Deuteronomy? Where was that?
It was in the book of Todd.
It's got to be Old Testament. You know, we don't know much about the Old Testament.
Yeah, yeah. The infamous they, you know, as in they did a study or they said.
Or I heard.
So if you are quoting Radio Law Talk in that, as long as you don't say, they said, and when somebody says, who's they,
yes, my dad,
you can't say, oh, Radio Law Talk.
No.
Okay, you're just using us.
Unless you're up from the church pulpit.
That's true. Church pulpit's fine.
Now, if you're writing an article for a law journal, never.
What about in the bathroom stall?
Yes, very courtable there.
Yes, you know, if you want
or
to write.
Standing
look,
as a
if
man.
You want to write on the bathroom stall for a good law talk call.
Yeah.
1-855-LAW-RADIO.
Perfect.
That's fine.
Yes,
what
about standing on the urinal with the guys all around you?
Sure.
Do you say, hey, have you heard from Radio Law Talk? They said
no, you can't do that because that violates the code of urinal conduct, which is you do not engage in discussions with anyone.
Or looking.
You do not look.
No eye contact and no looking down.
Well, that's the CUC, Section 1, verse...
yes.
Court of Urinal Conduct. That's the Code of Urinal Conduct.
That's kind of a funny thing to ask, you know, if you're on a date. Say, okay, so let me ask you, you're on a date with a female, and you say, okay, I'm going to ask you a situation, a hypothetical. You tell me what's appropriate conduct. You walk into a urinal, or a bathroom, and there are 8 urinals, and one person is occupying the 4th from the left.
And by the way, it doesn't have the privacy stalls.
Yes.
One
is occupying 4th from the left. Which are the acceptable urinals for you to use, and which ones are unacceptable situation?
How do you tell?
Yeah. And quite frankly, the only unacceptable ones would be if it's 4th from the left, it's unacceptable to use 3rd from the left or 5th.
Right.
And
the way you tell is whether the person is right or left-handed. And how you can tell that, you have to leave to your imagination.
Yes.
But the point is you want to go away from their dominant hand. Away.
That's right.
So what I usually do is tap on the shoulder. You mind?
Yeah, that'll.
And a bashful kidney guy is now doomed for the rest of the evening.
And right now.
The guy has just been sitting there for an hour.
And right now, Denise, wherever she is,
cringing,
is listening to this going,
where's the anecdotal?
I miss one week. I'm 1 hour into the show that I miss, and they're already talking about urinal etiquette.
And stage fright.
It
is. Stage fright. What does that have to do with the Fiji water girl?
Yes. We're back. Okay, we're back
to
water.
We're back to why she's bringing the lawsuit. She's claiming she was pressured and fake signed. That's what I don't understand. And by the way, Hollywood Reporter, we don't get our news from all over the place, including USA Radio Network, which carries us. Thank you, USA Radio Network.
Variety, the Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah, there's all types. But Hollywood Reporter does a good job.
Yep.
They claim it's a fake signing. And I don't know what a fake signing is, but a fake document Steinbeck fake signed in a potential future promotional video was not an agreement, is what they're trying to claim. And that's what the lawyers are claiming. It's not an agreement. The fake document was not signed by the Fiji Water Company and was later destroyed by Steinbeck.
This is the Stormy Daniels defense.
Yeah, this is the was it really signed by the company?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So
this is what Fiji Water said. It's completely frivolous and without merit. They said after the Golden Globe social media movement moment, they negotiated. This is what's interesting. They said after, this is according to the Hollywood Reporter, after the Golden Globe social media moment, we negotiated a general agreement with Miss Cuthbert. Who's Cuthbert?
Maybe that's her lawyer.
That must be her lawyer. I don't know who
her agent.
Yeah, I don't know, or maybe her agent. So we got to look that up. Apparently that must have been her agent. It probably was her agent. So we'll have to look that up. But my point is, they're saying afterwards. That's what I'm saying, Todd. I know you signed before. That's normal. But I know that she was hired by another company. She was hired by another company that apparently someone else hired to do this. So she was not hired by Fiji Water. It was like an independent company that she was hired by to be the water.
So like those sample people at Costco, they're not hired by Costco directly. They're hired by a contractor.
And I'm trying to find the name of it, but there was a name of a company that she was hired by that she kind of went and did this. And then
it was Matrix Staffing.
Matrix Staffing. That's right. So after this big deal, that's when they have the agreement with the Fiji Water Girl. That's why I'm saying, is this bogus or not? What do you think, 855 Law Radio? Because this is not before. This is after they sign it.
Well, you know, you got a good point there. I still think that they have issues here, that the Fiji Water Girl has issues. And when we come back, we'll finish up with Fiji.
Yep.
And then we'll move into another lawsuit about Can you get the courts to make somebody replay the final minute and 47 seconds of a championship game? Yikes.
Hey, I don't know. The judge opines. We'll be right back.
More Radio Law Talk in just a minute. Hour 2, segment 2 after this. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penning.
You know, I know we keep sticking to this Fiji water girl, but this is there's a lot of interesting facets to this that I think we need to discuss that are really interesting.
It's snowballed.
It snowballs. So the first thing is who signed this contract? By the way, Miss Cuthbert is Kelly Steinbeck.
Yes, her nom de plume is – now, I don't know why she picked this one, but right. her stage name is Kellith Cuthbert. Sort of sounds like I'm lisping. But, yes, Kellith, K-E-L-L-E-T-H, Cuthbert, C-U-T-H-B-E-R-T.
Wait, that's her fake name?
That's her fake name. Her real name is Kelly Steinbach.
Right.
But her stage name is Kellith Cuthbert.
Kellith Cuthbert.
Kellith Cuthbert. Say that five times fast.
I think I just did.
Are you ever fun?
I heard. Now,
it sort of sounds like Daffy Duck.
I hurt myself.
Yes.
Listen.
That's despicable.
Kellith
Cuthbert. Yes.
No, forget it.
But all
inconceivable.
Without Denise here, I'm wondering what this thing's so far off the rails. But this is important. Listen.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But you brought something up, Daffy Duck. The important thing is, think about it. Who was signing this contract? Was she by herself? Was she with her agency? Or did she have a lawyer? Now, you can't argue you didn't have a lawyer. You can argue this.
If you have an agent.
If you have an agent. But a lot of times they'll put in there, seek legal representation. You know, that always says that. You sign it. That's up to you to get legal representation. But you should seek legal representation. Cal?
But it was a temp agency.
Yep.
So I'm thinking it was just an assignment.
Right.
I mean, much like a Costco sampling, but this happened to be a real prime gig in a sampling, in the sampling arena.
And her beef right now is that they have made cardboard cutouts of her.
Well, that's a problem.
So they made cardboard.
Well, why is it a problem?
So what they've done, they made a cardboard cutout of her, and they put these in the supermarkets on the Fiji water display with a bunch of Fiji water, and we're selling it now for $2.99 a pop or whatever it is.
Well, they better pay her for that.
And people are identifying. And the question that we have is, in the agreement for her, when she signed on to do this modeling job, did she sign away print usage for a one-time buyout fee, which would authorize them to use it however they want? Did they do that or not?
Question two, though, Fred.
Yeah.
What does it say about Fiji for them to say, we got a hit here, and we're not going to do anything about it? We're not going to treat her better than we would have treated a normal sample person, because she worked it.
I'll tell you what, Fiji, you put Todd Mai's face on there instead, we will not charge you. 1 month. You got it free for 1 month. I'll charge you after that. But you're right, Cal, she may have claimed that she was bamboozled. She was forced to do it. I still get down to this. There's, can you... or should you?
That's right.
I think the should is going to be more of a problem. I think she had great publicity going in. I think she's a superstar. I think this may drag her down a little bit to the Stormy Daniels type thing.
I agree.
That might make it look like, oh, you're litigious. I'm not saying she is or isn't, but you have to ask yourself that. She is the sweetheart of America, basically. I'm not saying that's kind of the look and what they've been portraying her as.
But fame is wonderful,
yeah.
Fred, but it doesn't pay the bills. And
that's
if they're
right.
Now capitalizing on her newfound fame,
I get that.
I would think that Fiji would say, you know, you did a really good job for us. Thank you. Here's a little extra swag, and I don't mean just bottles of water, for doing this for us.
And again, we don't know all the facts. We're alleging stuff. Yeah. We don't know all the facts.
Now, look, okay, so compare this scenario to if a similar scenario had happened 30 years ago.
855 Law Radio, if you want to talk to us.
So 30 years ago, before reality television and the Internet and all of that, you would have a situation where clearly a model – like this is seeking to gain more modeling work in the industry for which she has been training and doing stuff, and the stakes are higher. No, I would not want to do this because I'd be ticking off future employers. But now, in the day and age of reality television, it's very easy to jump genres from pinup girl or model girl here selling bottled water to, if she can make a name for herself with this lawsuit to stay relevant, because now it's all about staying relevant, then look what happens. Okay, you have more people that will follow her on Instagram. Boy, if you can build up to a million-plus followers on Instagram, you're going to make a nice income as an influencer. All right, reality television. If you could book a spot on one of these Big Brother, and we have this person, and we also have the Fiji girl. If you can book a spot on Dancing with the Stars, if you can do something in reality television as a result of staying relevant, now she has a skin in the game, and there's a strategy behind doing this.
Plus, in the Me Too era, someone who stands up for themselves in a court of law after this may actually be seen in a more positive light than she would have been 10 years ago as now unemployable,
right,
as litigious.
Right. Now here's where I'm going to – I just joined her. Cuthbert.
How many followers does she have?
She has 3,700.
Okay.
Nothing. No, that's nothing.
Well, and she has nothing, but –
it's her Twitter. Now, listen, let me finish my point. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, but this story just broke on the 31st about her doing this. Let's see how many followers she has, for example, in a month.
What about – look under her other name, her Kelly Steinbach.
Kelly Steinbach.
But anyway, here, this is what she says. Ready? Okay, I just want you to see her – this is one day ago. I went from interviewing Tom Brady to interviewing two Dolphins. Who do they think will win the Super Bowl? On Inside Edition. She's got gigs. She's interviewing Tom Brady already.
And Inside Edition gave her a temporary gig.
Yeah, so, I mean, come on. She's doing okay.
She's making it. Now, one thing that we didn't talk about here is, let's assume that, just viewing it from a contract standpoint, if this was a take-it-or-leave-it contract, okay, so she's presented to her, you either sign here or you don't do the gig, or you either sign with this or you don't get the money for doing the gig, whatever. If it was a take-it-or-leave-it contract for which she had zero ability to negotiate any terms, then she may have a shot at getting a court to deem some of the compensation stuff unconscionable, given the amount she was paid versus the amount Fiji made
on it.
There may be something here, but I think the crux of all of this is staying relevant so she can get the gigs on Inside Edition. She can build her following on Instagram, get reality shows. That's what she's going for.
We're
going
to talk. We are going to come to talk about the Saints replay issue. And then we're going to talk about a California doctor fighting for his license after giving cannabis cookies to a four-year-old boy. The issue will be something different than you think it is with the headlines. We'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Lenny & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable, things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
Payson Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Atlanta is no stranger to huge sporting events. Of course, it hosted the Olympics back in 1996. It was then that two people were killed and more than 100 injured when Eric Robert Rudolph planted a 40-pound bomb. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms tells MSNBC,
"We are coordinating with over 40 law enforcement agencies between federal, state, and local agencies. And now it's just about preparation, prayer, and a lot of Tylenol."
Local officials anticipate there will be more than 1 million people in the area to attend the Super Bowl and related events. Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's medical school yearbook page surfaced Friday, containing a photograph of two men, one wearing blackface, standing next to another in a Ku Klux Klan costume. It's not clear which one was him. He's issued an apology, but is resisting calls from his own party leaders to step down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
The attorneys you hear on the panel at RadioLawTalk.com are all licensed to practice law in California. But if you want a lawyer, no matter where you're listening, you can check our website, RadioLawTalk.com. There's a button there that says, Talk to a Lawyer. Press it. It's that easy. And of course, we thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk. And RadioLawTalk.com.
So we're going forward with the Super Bowl because the judge is refusing to order the NFL to replay the Rams-Saints game. Look, basically, the NFL is an unincorporated association. It's basically its own entity. The plaintiffs, they brought it in Louisiana, and it was kicked out to federal court. We're not going to get into the boring details of how it goes to federal court and why it's not in Louisiana state court. But basically, the federal judge says, look, they wanted to argue that you needed to treat it as a corporation. If you treat the NFL as a corporation, there's ways that you may be able to force the commissioner to follow the rule. They actually do have a rule 17. Rule 17 of the league's rules says the commissioner has the power to reverse a game's result or reschedule a game under certain circumstances, and they're trying to force him to do that. But they basically said, look, this is not a corporation. We're not going to force it what to do. It's its own entity, blah, blah. That's the long and the short of it. Cal and Todd.
Well, the rule also says that judgment calls are not that this is not subject to judgment calls, that it's not something he can do. It specifically excludes judgment calls. The referee, in all fairness, and I've been a sports official for about 15 years.
They make mistakes.
They make bad calls sometimes. It is a part of the game. Receivers drop balls.
That's exactly right.
Running backs fumble. Quarterbacks throw interceptions. Referees miss calls.
But guess what? I'm going to comment on that. Cal, There was two really bad calls, my understanding. I didn't see him, but I was reading about it. There was two really bad calls that went against the Rams that they said that could have been, if they would have reviewed it.
It's true. And on the particular play in question, a Rams offensive lineman grabbed a face mask. They didn't call that. And then there was the no-pass interference call. They didn't call that. Guess what? Referees have a tendency, the closer the game gets to the end, what they call swallow their whistle and let the players decide the games and not the referees as much as possible. Now, did they miss that call? I think it was pretty obvious.
Yeah,
but in stuff that's ticky-tacky, probably not going to get the call. I'm sorry, Todd, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, what I was going to say was for anybody living under a rock,
yeah,
what we're talking about was with a minute and 47 seconds left in the Saints-Rams game to decide who's going to the Super Bowl to represent the NFC. There was a play where a Saints receiver was off to the right side. The ball was thrown his way, and the Rams cornerback clearly hit the receiver. Not only hit him before the ball got there, but also it was a helmet-to-helmet hit, which in and of itself should have been a flag. Now, that was with a minute and 47 seconds left. And what these people wanted to do is file a lawsuit to order...
Well, they did file the lawsuit.
What they wanted in the lawsuit was to get the final minute 47 seconds played again, which was ridiculous, citing some obscure rule. My issue with this also is you realize that if the Saints had employed a different strategy after the non-call on the penalty, it would have made it very difficult for the Rams to win the game. Because the way they went about doing it, the Saints continued to do pass plays, which caused the clock to stop and did not require the Rams to use their timeouts. So that when the Saints eventually kicked a field goal, because they weren't able to get a touchdown, when they kicked a field goal at that point in time, the Rams had a minute some odd seconds left with two timeouts. That was plenty of time to make it down the field to get the game into overtime. Had the Saints gone and run the ball, knowing that we're not going to get a touchdown, we're just going to try to eat the clock, and then we'll kick a field goal, which they ended up having to do anyway, they could have actually forced the Rams to use their timeouts, which would have given the Rams the ball with a little less than a minute left and no timeouts, which would have made it very difficult for them to do this. So there's a lot of strategy that could. It's not like the minute the call happened that the Saints were with no recourse whatsoever. They had no strategy, and tying up the game was a foregone conclusion. No, there was still a lot of football left to be played.
Okay, now I want both of your opinions. Ready for this? Think of it on the other side, the shoe on the other foot. Let's say they did replay it.
Yes.
And Roger Goodell said, yes, we're going to go and replay it. Ready for this, Cal and Todd? Give me an estimate. How much money is going to be made for replaying that, 1 minute and 48? How much money would be produced in new commercials in a playoff? That would be so huge. That turn of events, the viewership would be massive.
I'll tell you when they would do it. If it were me, you know what I'd say? All right. We'll do it 2 hours before the Super Bowl starts. All three teams can be there. We're going to do these two. We're going to do 2 hours before the Super Bowl starts. Then we'll decide who's going to play in the big game
after
we play that minute 45.
But how much money would they make during that minute 45?
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
And that, again, if we're putting on the, let's look at the other side, how much potential liability would they incur? Because if you replayed that game based upon a very obscure rule that arguably does not even apply, because the text of the rule says that it does not apply to judgment-oriented calls. But let's say they went ahead and did it anyway, and they're looking at making all this money here. Well, let's look at the money that the NFL is going to lose in logistics. All right. So now you're having to put off all of your pregame hype and everything you do to make money on jerseys because you don't know which teams are going to be in. You don't know. You're now causing all the television networks to incur even more costs to prepare for the game because they don't know which team they're going to prepare for with the pregame graphics in the Super Bowl because it could be one of two teams. The Pro Bowl completely gets thrown out of whack because now the players that get sent to the Pro Bowl that are going to play in the Super Bowl don't go to the Pro Bowl because they're training for the Super Bowl, and they have to have the alternates. Now you got two teams.
And they don't go anyway. Super Bowl players rarely go to the Pro Bowl because it's a week before.
Yeah. Yes, they don't. So the alternates go. Well, now you got two teams worth of alternates that would go.
Yeah. But the money, Todd. But hold on.
So these are all of the costs that the Saints would incur, and then you throw in the lawsuits from television saying, well, you're causing us to have a lot more because our contract was for this,
they'd take it.
Okay, and then you've got the lawsuits from disgruntled Rams fans. Mm-hmm. Where's the finality?
They come back here.
I it would be a headache.
But what it sure would be interesting, wouldn't it?
It would be the biggest moneymaker. Oh, man. Would that be the biggest moneymaker?
If he just said, we're either going to eliminate the Pro Bowl or we'll play it right after the Pro Bowl, but I think the idea of playing it 5 hours before the actual Super Bowl would be really fascinating.
Here's the biggest reason, though, why I'm glad it didn't happen, because the precedent that would be set for fans to be able to... I have never liked, for example, in golf... where viewers can call in because they saw some infraction, and some guy who thinks he's got the right scorecard now is punted because some viewer called in and complained to golf. Now, I don't know how a viewer could ever call in, but we've seen it happen.
Yes, it's happened.
Right?
Yeah.
So spectators being able to dictate the terms of the game,
right?
Man, that would be a nightmare.
It would be boring. So let's move on to marijuana. Let's go from the Super Bowl to marijuana.
Speaking of NFL, there's
a lot of people smoking marijuana and watching the Super Bowl tomorrow. Probably,
sure, I'm sure.
Especially in California and in Washington and other states.
Oregon.
That have legalized.
Washington, D.C., Alaska.
Now, here's the headlines. And what is this, the first thing? A California doctor's fighting for his license because he gave a 4-year-old cannabis cookies. Right, that's the first thing you say is... Huh. That, just so you know, this is not the issue. This Dr. William Eidemann is a neuropath in Los Angeles.
Naturopath or neuropath?
It says, natural. God, you're right, yeah. Natural.
Okay, so that
I knew that, and I don't know why. Natural.
See the headline? First thing that comes to my mind is... Yep. A doctor giving pot cookies to a kid.
That's exactly right. Yes. So I want you. We're not going to get into the details of this because after the break we're going to discuss it. But that's the first thing I thought. I said, "What the heck is he doing giving it to this kid?" And as you study and understand this case, you're going to go in and say, "Wow, it has nothing to do with marijuana and nothing to do with, generally speaking, nothing to do with giving this kid." A cookie with pot in it.
The propriety of doing that is not the salient issue.
No, it isn't. But so we're going to talk about that. We're going to also talk about the... This is what I don't understand. I actually talked to my wife about it. America's richest family is going to be exposed in court on the opioid crisis. And how is it this family is going to be exposed? I could see the business being sued, their company... which is called the Purdue Pharma, but the Sackler family, how the heck are they being sued? We're going to talk about that, too, when we come back. So think about it while you're during the break. What is the other side of this California doctor, why he got his license taken away? We're going to talk about that, Todd, myself, and Cal. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Or if you have a show that you want us to talk about, info@Radio Law Talk. Email us. We'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on the radio. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So the doctor in California was reprimanded after diagnosing the child with both ADHD and bipolar disorder in less than 30 minutes. Did not consult with a psychiatrist. Didn't go into any information about the boy's sleeping behavior. And then he just diagnosed him and then said, here's some cannabis cookies. Medical board is not saying necessarily that we're disciplining you because you gave him cookies with cannabis. But they said to some degree that may have been a proper remedy. But they said within 30 minutes you can't do all that, and this is such a huge diagnosis without some checking in on it. That was the issue. And their argument is, oh, they're just doing it just because they made it a big cannabis marijuana issue.
The issue is not that cannabis was prescribed.
Right.
It was the they would have taken issue with any drug that had been prescribed because you can't diagnose a 4-year-old in 20 minutes.
Right.
Or a half an hour with ADHD.
Yeah, no, and here's the thing this is all alleged. This is all alleged.
Mm-hmm.
Because he argues, and I'm going to tell you what his argument is in a minute, but the allegations are his father had ADHD, and bipolar disorder is what the doctor claims that he knew, and the kids seem nervous and agitated. It's like
show me a four-year-old that does it.
Yeah, and he does throw tantrums. And he's having problems, Cal.
No.
Sitting still.
No. A 4-year-old child.
I can't believe.
Well, let's get some pot in his system right now.
That's outrageous. I'm reminded, I think it was an old Saturday Night Live skit where they talked about Flintstones chewable Valium. Child cares a breeze. You just poke him with a stick.
Oh, the best is Uncle Buck. Who's seen Uncle Buck?
Of course.
When Uncle Buck rolls in and the lady talks about, he is a twiddler. He's thinking of other things.
Like a daydreamer.
Yeah.
Daydreamer. Yeah. he's like six.
Yeah. That's allowed.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. Take it. Here's a quarter. Take this downtown and have a rat gnaw that mole off
your face. I tell you, they would have drugged me up so high.
Oh, are you kidding
when
me?
I was in grammar school. Oh my gosh, they would have had drugs so many going down me with, here's more marijuana and cookies for you, because, oh my gosh, was I ADHD.
We are quick to run to a chemical solution to obvious daily normal problems, aren't we?
Anyway, what their argument is, and let's jump on the doctor's side. The doctor did say, though, after a year and a half, their argument is, he did, after going through the process, they did find that he had a bipolar disorder and ADHD a year and a half later.
So the medical board said, I don't think so. Well, who was it that complained about the doctor?
I don't know. It doesn't go into it. Here's the point. The point is the doctor saying, well, I was right, wasn't I? Well, yeah, after a year and a half. But you don't do it in a 30-minute consultation and give them those medications.
You know,
so anyway, this is still ongoing.
And the fact is, you were right, but it's a 50-50 shot. He either does have ADHD or he doesn't. Shall we go back and look at the number of kids you've given pot cookies to that didn't have ADHD?
I think the issue is, did he follow proper protocol?
Right.
No matter what the result, you've got to follow protocol.
Yeah,
that's
the issue is
thing,
they didn't,
you know?
And that's what they're trying to do.
Don't you think, Todd?
Well, in any malpractice case, you talked, I think you asked earlier, Cal.
Medical
malpractice. But you had asked earlier, Cal, did you ever file a lawsuit against an attorney or whatever?
Right.
If you're filing a lawsuit against a professional, whether it's a legal professional or a medical professional, the standard that they're going to use is not I look in a book and this is what it is. The standard they're going to use is, what is the generally accepted practice in the community among other people that practice the same medicine? And
right.
if this guy did something that was not very different than what other doctors do in the same realm, they're not going to be able to make their case.
Yeah, don't forget, a doctor in Tookiedew, South Carolina, is not necessarily going to have as high a standard as someone at Stanford in the Bay Area.
Absolutely.
An expert.
But still, don't they call it, like, best practices? Isn't there a general overarching legal term that says best practices?
But don't forget, Cal, there's only so much you can do as a general practice, a doctor in a little tiny town.
You refer him.
Well, you can sometimes, is my point.
Well,
sometimes you can't.
And the thing to remember, Cal, is it's best practices of physicians, of people that practice the same, in the same general locale, which kind of gets to what Fred was talking about. Somebody in South Carolina, because it's a different locale.
Way back in South Carolina.
Because it's a different locale than the Bay Area, where you have Stanford, it might be different in terms of what's practiced in that area at that time. So,
sure, yeah. But I can understand why people would be concerned that a 4-year-old was so readily.
Quickly.
It's not that he got that, but that must just happen so quickly. I can understand the concern.
I agree.
Maybe they complain because after giving him the pot brownies cookies, the kid started to put on weight because he had the munchies all the time.
Hanging out on the street corner.
I think it was giving him opioid. Isn't that what we're going to talk about?
And that's what we're going into next, opioids. And,
the family.
It's a family. So you have a company, and the company is the Purdue company, right, Fred?
Purdue Pharma,
which
is being sued by the states because it is an opioid.
Producing companies, that's what they do.
Right. By the way, only 5% of the opioids are produced by these guys.
Yeah, 5%. Their main one was OxyContin.
Right.
That's what
1995.
That's what they really produced. And just a quick refresher, one of the reasons why families and other entities incorporate is because you have this shield. It's called the corporate veil. And liability goes to the company, but it doesn't necessarily go to the shareholders or the owners of the company.
Right.
So this family has incorporated, and they incorporate based upon this protection for them so that anything against the company stops and it doesn't come up to them. However, that corporate veil can be pierced if it can be shown that the family members were engaged in highly illegal activity and that is what the state's trying to prove.
It's not just that. There's a very detailed
laws
on this that this is more Rodriguez, but not
absolutely.
Us. But the point is it is it's a hurdle to get over to pierce the corporate veil. And if this starts happening all the time in this country, guess what's going to happen to people and their businesses? They can't protect themselves.
That's right.
Therefore, fewer businesses, fewer jobs,
yeah.
More things going offshore where there's a more safe legal environment. It is rife with potential for some real problems.
And that's
why
I'm wondering, and Todd looked up briefly.
Okay, that's right.
So what the whole issue here is, let's back it up. The whole issue here is all these opioid crisis and the lawsuits going on, and they're one of the companies being brought in. And why this one is different is two things. They're trying to bring in the actual family members that started this company.
The Sackler
and
family.
And still own, they don't own it, it's a corporations, but they probably own stock in
That's
it.
That's right.
And they're bringing them in individually into this lawsuit, which is what's kind of rare and what is a little bit, I'm not going to say the word scary, but a little bit, I always call the dog turning its head a little bit. And they just released, they wanted to keep it private. The court ordered, no, you're not going to keep it private. We're going to release the lawsuit, and we're going to release information about who's being sued. And it's how many pages long?
It's a 277-page complaint. It's the first complaint that I've seen that has an outline, that has a table of contents.
Executive summary.
And everything. And this is – we're not going to get too much into the complaint. We can't do justice
to
277 pages. It's the state of Massachusetts. Okay.
It's
But this is
– multiple states are suing them.
This is what they have in essence alleged, that the company – in one count, peddled falsehoods to keep patients away from safer alternatives, that Purdue targeted doctors who prescribed the most drugs even when they wrote illegitimate prescriptions, that Purdue was responsible for the deadly misconduct, and here's where they're getting at the family, that the individual defendants, the family members, led Purdue's misconduct. They just weren't shareholders that said, oh, you guys are doing this. They were actively out there leading and encouraging the sales associates and the executives to engage in the misconduct, and that's the theory the state is relying on to pierce the corporate veil.
Maybe they should have the FDA sued also, because FDA approved all this,
that's
allowed
right.
it, oversees it.
DEA.
Everybody else.
Yeah.
Why not
yeah.
sue them? Because sure. guess what? You know, everybody's involved.
This is something we can't, again, we can't do justice to it, and we're coming up on our break, but this is something that I would like to follow down the line.
Hour three, we'll talk about it after. We'll just briefly mention it, case or no case. Follow us on hour three. We'll be right back. I'm Fred Penny, Cal Hunter, and Todd Cunin.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk. Hour number three, coming right up.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.